This is the ESB Level 3 certificate in ESOL, Examination C2. Section 1, Listening. I'm going to give you the instructions for this part of the test. You will hear this sound at the start of each piece. Remember to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the exam. Now open your question paper and look at Part 1, Section A. Listening Part 1, Section A. Listen to the first section of a radio program in which a radio presenter talks to David Thomas about bottled water. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear Section A twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for Section A. Part 1, Section A. Welcome to this evening's edition of The Big Discussion. Today we'll be talking about concerns surrounding the growth of the multi-billion pound bottled water industry. First, let me welcome David Thomas from the environmental group Act Now.
Hello.
David, I believe your group is urging people to give up their bottled water habits and go back to drinking tap water. Why is that?
Well, it's the greatest marketing swindle of all time, because these companies have created a totally false demand for this product. But until this marketing campaign, we all got our water from the good old tap. It wasn't so long ago we'd watch intelligent people buying water and think, why do that? How wasteful! We've now reached an absurd level of consumer gullibility. We have tasty, potable water on tap. Why on earth do we need to ship water to our shops all the way from Fiji and Norway? Unbelievable, when you can just walk to the sink and pour yourself a glass.
A lot of people listening who care about the environment might say, with all the things going wrong in the world, why worry so much about some water in a plastic bottle, David?
There are vast implications surrounding bottled water. There are economic and environmental ramifications. 90% of bottles are not recycled. We use millions of gallons of oil to manufacture these plastic bottles, not to mention the emissions produced in transporting this stuff all over the globe. It's an economic disaster for a product most of us don't need. We are so lucky in this country with our natural resources, and we need to start recognising that. Maybe it's time our tap water suppliers got some tips from the marketing wizards at these giant bottling companies.
In spite of your environmental qualms, people are now drinking a lot more water as a result of bottled water, and this can't be a bad thing, can it?
It's not the water itself. More the issues around it, the main ones being marketing and the fact that these giant companies are saying our tap water is not pure. Tap water is so highly regulated. It is tested continuously, whereas bottled water doesn't have to be tested nearly as often. Every time the drinks companies say their product is a better, cleaner, fresher solution, they're implying that municipal water is not clean. These strategies put ideas into people's minds that their bottled water is the only clean version. The facts, however, prove otherwise.
Okay, but why not go after the big soft drink manufacturers instead? Their products are in bottles and full of sugar and lead to obesity and tooth decay. Why single out bottled water?
Well, I mean, it's not a case of one or the other. There's always a choice of having tap water. It's not either you drink fizzy drinks or bottled water. It's about having infrastructure so people can still have the option of water, but from a tap. Bottled water is the world's best-selling non-alcoholic drink, and it leaves a hefty environmental footprint. We simply cannot ignore that.
So what do you suggest we do about it, David?
It's simple. You should stop buying it now. There is no evidence it's better for you, and it may even be less safe than tap water. Look, you're paying for something that you can get for free. It's costing you, and it's costing the planet. Marketing made it successful, and now our laziness stops us buying a reusable bottle and filling it with tap water. We sustain this fraudulent, avaricious monster. It's madness! Give up the bottle and go back to the tap!
Thank you, David. Well, a clear message there from the environmentalists. In the next part of the programme, we'll be talking to Bill Johnson to hear what the bottled water industry has to say about all this. Now listen again. Welcome to this evening's edition of The Big Discussion. Today we'll be talking about concerns surrounding the growth of the multi-billion pound bottled water industry. First, let me welcome David Thomas from the environmental group Act Now.
Hello.
David, I believe your group is urging people to give up their bottled water habits and go back to drinking tap water. Why is that?
Well, it's the greatest marketing swindle of all time, because these companies have created a totally false demand for this product. But until this marketing campaign, we all got our water from the good old tap. It wasn't so long ago we'd watch intelligent people buying water and think, why do that? How wasteful! We've now reached an absurd level of consumer gullibility. We have tasty, potable water on tap. Why on earth do we need to ship water to our shops all the way from Fiji and Norway? Unbelievable, when you can just walk to the sink and pour yourself a glass.
A lot of people listening who care about the environment might say, with all the things going wrong in the world, why worry so much about some water in a plastic bottle, David?
There are vast implications surrounding bottled water. There are economic and environmental ramifications. 90% of bottles are not recycled. We use millions of gallons of oil to manufacture these plastic bottles, not to mention the emissions produced in transporting this stuff all over the globe. It's an economic disaster for a product most of us don't need. We are so lucky in this country with our natural resources, and we need to start recognising that. Maybe it's time our tap water suppliers got some tips from the marketing wizards at these giant bottling companies.
In spite of your environmental qualms, people are now drinking a lot more water as a result of bottled water, and this can't be a bad thing, can it?
It's not the water itself. More the issues around it, the main ones being marketing and the fact that these giant companies are saying our tap water is not pure. Tap water is so highly regulated. It is tested continuously, whereas bottled water doesn't have to be tested nearly as often. Every time the drinks companies say their product is a better, cleaner, fresher solution, they're implying that municipal water is not clean. These strategies put ideas into people's minds that their bottled water is the only clean version. The facts, however, prove otherwise.
OK, but why not go after the big soft drink manufacturers instead? Their products are in bottles and full of sugar and lead to obesity and tooth decay. Why single out bottled water?
Well, I mean, it's not a case of one or the other. There's always a choice of having tap water. It's not either you drink fizzy drinks or bottled water. It's about having infrastructure so people can still have the option of water, but from a tap. Bottled water is the world's best-selling non-alcoholic drink, and it leaves a hefty environmental footprint. We simply cannot ignore that.
So what do you suggest we do about it, David?
It's simple. You should stop buying it now. There is no evidence it's better for you, and it may even be less safe than tap water. Look, you're paying for something that you can get for free. It's costing you, and it's costing the planet. Marketing made it successful, and now our laziness stops us buying a reusable bottle and filling it with tap water. We sustain this fraudulent, avaricious monster. It's madness! Give up the bottle and go back to the tap!
Thank you, David. Well, a clear message there from the environmentalists. In the next part of the programme, we'll be talking to Bill Johnson to hear what the bottled water industry has to say about all this. That is the end of Part 1, Section A of the listening test. Now turn to Part 1, Section B.